Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Maria Moss, coming to you live from Long Island, New York. Angelic Realms Radio is brought to you by the International Association of Angel Practitioners, also known as the IAAP, the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate and support spiritual practitioners. Learn more about the IAAP and how you can become a member by visiting us on the web at angelpractitioners.com. Today's episode is also being sponsored by the ARE of New York, a nonprofit organization formed by a core group of service-oriented volunteers inspired by Edgar Cayce. Learn more about the ARE by visiting them on the web at edgarcaycenyc.org. Angelic Realms Radio is a live call-in show where we discuss topics on angelic communication, energy healing, spiritual entrepreneurship, and much more. On today's show, we have a special guest from Long Island, New York, IAAP certified angel practitioner and author, Mary Lorello Gonzalez. If you would like to call in for a free mini reading or to ask a question about any of the topics we discuss, the number to call is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You can also listen to the show live and chat with us in the chat room during the show at psychictalk.net/live. That's psychictalk.net/live. Remember, if you want us to answer your call live on air, you have to press number 1 on your dial pad. This will flag us on the switchboard. We do take the calls in the order that they are received, so don't hang up because you will lose your spot in the queue. Okay, so now that you have all of this information, it's time to start the show. Joining me today from New York City is my fabulous co-host, IAAP Certified Master Angel Practitioner, Sharona Repsik. Hi, Sharona. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
It's great to hear your voice again.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Yeah, so I've had the last couple of shows I wasn't able to do for one reason or another, and today I got here by the skin of my teeth, folks. Let me just tell you that much. But we're here, and we have a great show planned for you, so I don't want to do too much small talk because we have a really interesting guest today, and there's just been some crazy things going on with Blog Talk, so if my call happens to get dropped, my fabulous co-host, Sharona, will be here to be able to pick up. And we also have our other co-host in hanging out behind the scenes, Dax. Thank you, Dax, for helping us get on the show today because we did have some technical issues with Blog Talk Radio. But we're all here. And one of those technical glitches has to do sometimes when you are pressing number 1 on your dial pad to get connected with us and get in the queue. The VTR is supposed to, when you call in on the guest line, it's supposed to ask you if you want to talk to the host, press number 1, and you can continue listening to the show. Otherwise, if you don't press number 1, you could just be a listener. If you want to be brought live on air and want us to know that you want to talk with us so we get flagged in the switchboard, you press that number 1. It's supposed to ask you to do that when you first call, but it doesn't always do that. So if this is like one of your first times calling into a show like this and the system didn't prompt you to do that and you know you want to be able to get a chance to come on air and get a free mini reading or talk to our guests about her book that we're going to talk about today, or actually be in the raffle too, which I'm going to talk about that in a minute for a free book giveaway, you need to press that number 1 and it will raise your hand in the queue. So I'll give more instructions out about how we're going to run that raffle a little bit later. But first things first, I want to tell folks a little bit about our guest, and we'll bring her right on, okay? Mary Lorello Gonzalez is an IAAP-certified angel practitioner. Mary practices as a licensed speech-language pathologist in an elementary school in Long Island, New York, where she branches out to educate staff and students about mindfulness and meditation. She is the founder of Harmony Spaces and a co-founder of Indigo Light Center for Joyful Living. Through these modalities, she shares her gifts of space clearing and Reiki and takes pleasure in conducting healing circles, children's meditation groups, and adult workshops. Mary has written her first book, and that's what we're here to chat about today. We're so excited. It's called Sidanati and River of Consciousness, How the Works of Albert Einstein Reveal the Flow of Spiritual Knowledge. I think that sounds absolutely fascinating. Its publication date is this coming Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. So we're really excited to be able to celebrate this with Mary. And we're delighted to have Mary Lorello Gonzalez as our guest today. So let's welcome Mary to the show. Let's get her on here with us. Where is she? Here she is.
Here.
Hey, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and it's great to have you here with us today. Sharona and I have been really excited to have you on and talk all about your new book. So how is life going so far today, Mary? How's everything going for you?
Pretty well. It's going pretty well. Hi, Sharona. It's really nice to be here today.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. I'm so looking forward to the program.
Yeah, me too.
And we have a lot of callers in queue already, which is great. People took the advice and called in early to get their spots in the queue. And like I said, we're going to be having a raffle on today's show because Mary has been very gracious and agreed to give away 3 copies of her brand new book, and they will be physical books, not just digital e-books. So if you win the copy, you will need to provide, not on air, you know, we'll arrange for you to give that information to us so that Mary can ship the book to you. We will need a physical mailing address where you receive your mail and your packages in order for Mary to get the book to you. And what we're going to do is, the way we're going to work this is, a little bit later in the show, I'm going to take a look, on the switchboard, and see how many callers we have, and Mary is going to pick 3 random numbers from that list. So, for example, if we have 25, 30 callers, you know, we would say, okay, pick a number between 1, pick 3 numbers, Mary, between 1 and 30, and that's how it'll be, random numbers, whoever's on there at that time. And then I'll make a note. We'll announce who the area code is, and you'll be able to, we'll give you out the address to send your information to so that we can hook you up with Mary and you can get the copy of the book sent to you. But we're going to do this later in the show, so you have to stick with us. So if we happen to take your call for a mini reading, don't hang up after that if you want to still be in the raffle because you'll lose your spot in the queue. I mean, if you have to go, you have to go. That's what you know. But some people will just stay on long enough. They get their reading and then they hang up. If you want to be in that raffle, don't do that. You have to stay on because we're going to give those numbers out at the end of the show. Okay, so just hang in there, guys. And let's start now our interview. We have lots of questions that we want to chat with Mary about. So, you know, let's get started with this.
I'm ready.
Okay. How How did you get started working with angels?
I received an Archangel Oracle card deck as a gift, and started using them and really became interested. And then I took your angel practitioner class a few years ago, Maria, and really rounded out my knowledge.
Awesome. So I was so happy to have you in the class. You were a great student, and we had you on our show once before, back when we had the Angelic Realms Radio Network, when it was just this show. And we had you on the show then. Yeah. And that was fun. I remember you told us some great angel stories and experiences you had. So you've been with us a long time. So I'm really, really honored that you've stayed, you know, with us, and you're still an active member of the IAAP. It's great to have people like you. And we'd love to follow our members and our course graduates and see what they're doing. And you're doing really some fantastic stuff. So it's really, really a pleasure. And I'm glad that you enjoyed the course and that you enjoying your time with the IAAP.
I do. It's a great network.
Thank you. Sharona, I know you're excited to talk to Mary, too, and you have some questions. So would you like to take the next question?
I would love to. Tell us how are you different from other angel practitioners? What is your special way of individualizing what you do with the angels?
You know, I don't feel I'm all that different from anybody else. I think we all have that capacity to tune into the angels and to our other spirit guides or whoever guides us. So I don't think I'm really different in any way, but I do enjoy using the angel cards when I practice the coaching sessions that I do and when I do Reiki. The angels are very helpful to call upon. They show up a lot of times when I'm doing Reiki for the person who is having the healing. You know, often they'll see colors or they'll see sparkles of light and don't even realize that that's an angel showing up. So it's fun to educate them about that. Also in my space clearing practice, I call upon angels, and especially Michael. He's always there to protect us. So not really different than anybody else who practices, but, you know, we're all tapping into the same thing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And what is the most amazing encounter that you have had with an angel? I know we all have our different encounters and different stories that are so fascinating.
Yeah, I feel a real connection to Archangel Shamuel, and he's shown up a lot of times in my life. But the very first time is what I spoke to you about when I came on your show, Maria, last, you know, all those time, I don't know how many years ago that was, but
about three,
I had lost,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a simple little thing, but I lost my phone. I was at a conference, and I turned to my friend Susan, and this is just when we were starting to understand, get into the angels, and I said, which angel do you call upon when you lose something? And she said, Archangel Shamuel, I think. So we both, you know, it was almost like we were kidding around, but we prayed to Archangel Shamuel, help us, please. And I looked maybe 100 times in the place I thought I had left it, and I traced my steps. You know, I looked for a while. Then it was time to come back to the conference. We started a meditation because it was a meditation conference. And it got very quiet in the room. And I heard a buzzing noise. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's my phone. And I heard a voice say, yes, it is. That's your phone. And when I came out of meditation, I looked in the one spot. I looked 100 times and didn't find it before. And it was there. So that was my first encounter with Archangel Shamuel, and really realized that he's there with me all the time.
I love that
story. That's wonderful.
That is a great story, and I a lot of times have to call on Archangel Samuel to find things that are missing.
He always comes through.
Really, he does. You know, it's like when I get at that point where I'm like, okay, you know, I've looked here, I've looked there, I need some help now. I need some angelic assistance here. And that's the angels are, you know, are great. We have to remember to call upon them. That's why God created these archangels to assist humanity with all different kinds of things. And for those who are not familiar, Archangel Samuel's name literally means, it translates to eyes of God or God sees. So that's why we call upon Archangel Samuel when we want to be able to find something that's missing. And, you know, it could be a lost article, a physical thing, or it could be even something like finding a soulmate or peace of mind. So that's how, you know, powerful these archangels are. And nothing is too big or too small. It's really a great thing. They're so wonderful. I'm interested in finding out more about, you know, going back. And you know, when I think about it now, Mary, it wasn't 3 years ago. It was 4 years ago. The time really
went
by quickly because it was in 2015. Mm-hmm. It was 2015 when we launched the IAAP. So it's, and now it's 2019, so it's 4 years already. It was February 2015. And it was that first year. You were with us from, like, the very beginning with the whole first group of people that came through.
Right.
I'm wondering now, you know, for, you know, people that are interested in taking a course, you know, would you mind telling them a little bit about your experience in the Certified Angel Practitioner course, if I could ask you to do that, please?
Yeah, it's an excellent course. You can look through the Archangel cards and you learn a little bit from them, but this course really rounds out your knowledge about it. It really gives you, you know, these cards really give you some accurate results. And I got a better understanding of why that is when I took your course. So I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. I appreciate that because, you know, I always think it's important for people to hear firsthand, you know, from other people who have taken the course what their experiences are and their experience, you know, with the organization. Would you mind telling people a little bit about your experience with the IAAP, what that's been like?
Yeah. You know, it's wonderful to connect with like-minded people. Everybody has a lot to teach and from their own experience. So I really enjoy reading about their experiences and, you know, on the Facebook page even. People do readings, and you learn a lot from each other. So
yeah.
I enjoy it.
I've always been a fan of networking and working with other, like you said, people that have similar interests, people that have, you know, that we want to have a shared vision, share goals, help support each other, because I've never had really too many issues. I mean, maybe one or two over the years and years before I formed the, you know, before Dax and I and Janice back then, Janice Fuchs, the three of us co-founded the organization,
right,
the IAAP. When we put this together, I always enjoyed, like, networking and working with other people, and I have to say it's never really been a problem. There's been very few and far between times where there has been any sort of an issue. But for the most part, it's been always something that's helpful, you know, it's a network with other people. So, you know, I would advise anybody that, you know, whether you join our organization or not, the other people that do this kind of work, other spiritual entrepreneurs, don't look at them as your competition. Look at them as your support team, people that you can work together with and help support each other. Go ahead, Mary.
Absolutely. When I have a lot of people that in my circle of friends who do this, these kind of readings, activities, and we all support each other. There's enough to go around for everybody, and that's what we say all the time. And we're happy to support each other. So it's a good
awesome
group of people.
It really is. And You know, I'd like to know now, and I'll have Sharona take the next question after this, but how have angels helped your clients? I think that's an important thing to share with other people, let them know, you know, the kind of work you do and how, you know, angels have helped you with your clients and actually stepped in and helped your clients.
They always seem to appear when needed and when called upon. Like I said before, when I'm doing a Reiki session, I'll call upon Archangel Raphael. A lot of times angels will appear to my clients when I'm Reikiing them. I call upon Jophiel when I do the space clearing. Always very helpful. And, of course, like I said before, Archangel Michael, I really talk to my clients a lot about protecting themselves and using Archangel Michael for those reasons. You know, especially in space clearing, I get a good amount of phone calls about people who have negative energies in their homes. They're just not feeling good about where they're living. So a lot of times I'll go in and do a space clearing and really educate them about how Archangel Michael is very important to call in and to help protect in their home.
Always. Archangel Michael's got to be number one always. I mean, he's the head chief, if you want to call him Archangel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's very strong.
The great protector. His name literally means he was like God. So he is really the top. You're going to, you know, to the top Archangel there when you call upon Archangel Michael. You can't go wrong. So if you can't remember, you know, all these different archangels and their specialties and their names, you know, remember Archangel Michael. Just remember that Archangel and start from there. And he always comes through and he can help us with so many different things. Sharona, I know you have more questions for Mary.
Yes, I'm really fascinated by the work that you do as space clearing. When I first heard about it, I was thinking it was something like feng shui. But it sounds like you help clear not just rearrange furniture, but you clear negative energy from people's houses. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I do use a little bit of feng shui in the work because it's all involved, you know, just creating a home that where the energy will flow, where the good positive energy will flow, getting rid of the negative energy, the stagnant energy. A lot of times if somebody's been ill in the house, I go in and clear that energy out. If somebody has died in the house, and there's still a real sadness, I can clear that as well. And just, you know, when somebody first moves into a house, sometimes the energy of the family that occupied the home before them is still very strong. So a lot of times I'll just go in to clear out, you know, the old energy and bring in new. And it's all about setting an intention for what you want in your home to make it a very positive, good feeling place to be, a sacred place.
Sounds wonderful. And also, do you do it for businesses too?
I used to, not so much anymore, but I used to. It's kind of hard to go into a business with sage and all this other stuff. They kind of look at you funny. If it's somebody's private business, then yes, I do. But you know, it's kind of hard to go into somebody's office in an office building and with all your candles and sage and all that stuff without being looked at like you're crazy. So.
Oh, boy.
It sounds like it'd be perfect to work with when people are selling their house, you know, when you're to work with realtors.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple of realtor friends that have once or twice called upon me, yeah.
That's
great. Yeah, not just selling your house, but when you purchase a new home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, clear out the space. You know, so many different things you could use it for. When you think about any places where, you know, a lot of people gather, you know, if you can you can do that. Like, we're both teachers, you know, we work in schools. I'm a teacher like you are also, Mary, and,
uh-huh.
you know, there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of energy, you know, in classrooms
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So, you know, that's another
yeah.
Great place to do some space clearing and, as far as that goes, you know, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all the energy positive for everyone. Let's
Definitely.
Start talking about your new book now. I am so interested in this book. When I first saw you post about that you had written a book and a bit about just the title, you know, is very fascinating, Sitanati, River of Consciousness. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it? Because I'm very excited for you. Congratulations on the publication of it on January 22nd.
Thank
That's
you.
A great date. It's a
yeah.
master number. Did you pick that date for
I did. You know,
reason?
I had to pick a Tuesday. There was other dates that I wanted to pick, but apparently you're really supposed to, according to friends of mine who have and family members who have published books, Tuesday's the day that you launch a book, which I learned. So mm-hmm. I really wanted to pick the best number I could. So 22 seems pretty good.
And 22 is a great number. It's a master number. Aside from
mm-hmm.
being a Tuesday, the energy of a Tuesday, it's a master. It's the master builder number. So that I think that's a
mm-hmm.
wonderful, you know, number. It's a, you know, a wonderful date to launch your book. So tell
yeah.
everyone, it's a very interesting title. What is the? Tell everybody what the title is and what it means.
Sitanati is they're Sanskrit words, and literally translated, Sita means consciousness or the mind, and Nadi means conduit or the channel through which the life force travels. So it's really how we flow knowledge and the energy of the universe through us.
Awesome. That is, you know, it's very creative, so interesting, and I love the ideas that you have about it. So tell everyone a little bit about what your book is about.
It's a look at the words and perspective of Albert Einstein. It's actually looking at the awakening of the spirit using the words and perspective of Albert Einstein. I chose 9 of his quotes. And each chapter is broken down into elements using the quotes as guidelines. So every day you do something different having to do with that quote. So at the beginning of the chapter, I give the quote and my interpretation of it. It may not necessarily be what Einstein had intended to, you know, had intended by his words, but it's my own interpretation. And I encourage other, you know, I encourage the readers to think about their interpretation of the quote. And then there are affirmations that go with it. There is an active practice that you can do with each quote, a written reflection, and there are meditations as well. So, and these activities help you to remember and incorporate the ideas into your everyday life. So you don't have to do them, but they're simple. And they really help you to transform into a more spiritually enlightened person, hopefully.
Very nice. And so these are, you said that these are, it's a bonus that's actually included with the book. So tell folks where they can find, where they can actually purchase this book and where, you know, where they can find this information.
Yeah, it'll be available on Amazon and on my website. And in the book, there's included, like I said before, some meditations. They're guided meditations. And I included an access code in the book that will take you to a page on my website. And I actually have done recordings of the guided meditations along with music written by my brother, Mike Lorello, who wrote beautiful, beautiful music to these meditations. I mean, even I also include the music by itself
on my website. So even if you don't listen to it with the words, the music itself really takes you on a beautiful journey of the mind and spirit. But the meditations themselves, they really help to round out and instill the ideas into your soul, into your everyday life.
That, I think that is wonderful. And I just want to tell folks, Mary's website is harmonyspaces.net. Harmonyspaces.net. And that's where you can check this all out. It's interesting
There's one meditation right on the homepage there that you can listen to as an example, but the rest you can access through the access code, which is given in the book.
Wonderful. Yes, I've been to the website, and as soon as you go on the website, the first meditation will start playing, so you can get that right away very easily.
Yeah. right.
I wanted to was curious to know, like, how this idea came up to you, and why did you know why Einstein? How you you know what made you choose his quotes?
Yeah, the book is about opening the channels to your spirit, and to the angels, to the universe, to God, so that love, creativity, and knowledge can flow from them through you. So I feel that Einstein had that ability to flow that energy, which is why the genius flowed through him so easily. I don't believe he was necessarily a spiritual or religious person. In fact, in my when I read about him and in my when I was researching this book, I found that he really wasn't a spiritual person, although he did believe that there was a higher power out there. But he wasn't necessarily a religious person. But when you look at his words and ideas that he expressed about life, it's evident that he lived his life in such a way not unlike any of those who are enlightened today. So so I kind of put those things together, his words and the ideas that I've learned throughout the years in all my readings about spirituality, and I really decided just to put those together because if he can flow that genius so easily, then we can all too. Do you? I hope you're not hearing all these text sets coming in on my phone.
No,
can you hear
I actually
all those
no,
dings?
I haven't.
Okay, good.
No, I didn't. I don't know if anybody else is, but I didn't hear it.
okay, good.
do you feel like he was actually channeling information? Like he was a channel, and then maybe he didn't even know he was channeling.
I do believe that he was. I do believe that's why that conduit that I
mm-hmm.
talk about, that
mm-hmm.
nadi, is where his knowledge flowed from. I think because he lived,
yeah.
He loved nature. One of his quotes is really about being mindful. I think he says, I don't remember exactly, but it's something like, I think 99 times and I don't get anything, but I quiet my mind and all the answers come to me. So he practiced mindfulness, it seems, and these kind of things help to open up those channels and to open up that flow of knowledge.
Terrific. Sharona, I know you must have some questions for Mary about her book.
Yes. Do you have like a favorite quote from Einstein?
The one about nature, and something, I can't even remember it word for word, but there is one about being in nature. I'm going to try to thumb through the book real quick to find it. But I feel that's a really, really wonderful way to get connected. There's something about the natural world around us, we are all connected, and there's, and he alluded to that. He does say that we're connected, and I think nature is one way that we really, really can just open our minds and our hearts, just by being around nature. I can't find the exact quote.
I agree. Nature really raises your vibes, as they say. To be in something
here,
that is bigger than we are.
Mm. It says, look deep into nature and you will understand everything better. Simple quote, but it says a lot,
awesome.
I believe.
Awesome.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
I think I seriously cannot wait to read this book. So I'm looking forward to its publication, and I'm hoping that I can get an autographed copy from you, Mary. Is there a way for people to be able to order autographed copies?
Yeah, I could set that up. Probably on the website I could set that up.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great, Maria. I would love to send you one.
Yeah, that would be. I would really love to, you know, purchase the book, but also an autographed copy. So, yeah, you definitely can maybe set up something on your website so that people want to specifically, you know, purchase it directly through you so they can get an autographed copy. They can do that. I think people really, really like that.
Yeah, yeah. For now, there's a contact page on my website, so even
mm-hmm.
if they just contact me that way
mm-hmm.
or by phone, you know.
Perfect.
Phone number's on there, too. Yeah.
Awesome. And again, folks, that's harmonyspaces.net. Okay. How would you like this book to impact its readers?
My hope is that the readers will expand your thinking about our origins, our spirit within, our relationships, the universe, and the idea that we're all from the same source and made up of the same elements, just as Einstein did, so that you can live a more joyful and fulfilling, enlightened life. That's really, it's as simple as that. You know, I really feel if we live joyfully and we live by some of these quotes. There were so many to choose from, but these I picked and choose. I might even write a second book with more, but I picked and choose these because I think these were important ones and important to live your life by. So,
awesome. And I know you are also the co-founder of what is the name of the organization again? Indigo Light.
Mm-hmm. That's Susan and I. You know, Susan has been on your show as well, Susan Sims.
Right. Susan Sims is also one of our members of the IAAP, the International Association of Angel Practitioners. She's also one of our course graduates. She is a certified angel practitioner through the IAAP. And, yes, Susan
mm-hmm.
Sims was also on our show way back. She was one of the people in the beginning with you back, in, I believe, in 2015 that took the course
mm-hmm.
back then
yeah.
and joined the IAP. So, okay, so now that everyone knows who Susan is, now just tell us a little bit about,
yeah.
you know, how you work together and your organization.
Susan actually is the one that told me about your course. And she wrote a book too, by the way, called Journey to Joy. It's a beautiful book. It's a good one. Maybe you can have her on again.
Oh, I would love to.
Author.
I would love to.
Yeah, it's a great book. But yes, she and I run a meditation group for children, a mindfulness and meditation group for children. We do some adult programs as well, but we really focus on the kids because, you know, Susan is a social worker and she works with kids individually, and I work in the school, as you know, and we see a lot of stress and anxiety with kids today, with schoolwork, with social media, with just social interactions in general. So we decided to start this group to help them to cope, help them to learn strategies, and mindfulness is a big one that you know, we both believe is very helpful for them. We teach them how to meditate. We do all kinds of crafts, fun activities, you know. So, and they really love it, especially the teens. We work with children, and then we have a second group for teens. And the teens are so wonderful. They support each other, and it's just a really, really nice place for them to come and feel good and feel comfortable.
I would love, Mary, to try and arrange maybe something for the students in my school. To either attend,
oh, yeah.
You know, one of your meditation workshops that you do with them at your place, or maybe we could work out something where you could visit our school. I mean, I know you're a teacher too, so maybe it would have to be like something after school.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, because sure. Obviously you're working during the school day, and so am I. But
yeah.
maybe we can set that up. You know, I think that would be really nice.
Yeah, that would be great.
So people can find out about this organization, Mary's organization, Indigo, at indigolightpath.com. Indigolightpath.com. And Mary's
we also
main
have,
website. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. But you also have a Facebook page. Indigo Light
has
a Facebook page. Harmony Spaces, Space Clearing is my Facebook page. And I think you were about to say the website is harmonyspaces.net.
Right.
And I also have another Facebook page that your listeners might be interested in called Angels, Spirits, and Orbs. And it's just a place where people can post pictures of angel encounters or even post stories about angel encounters and pictures with orbs in them and, you know, any other kind of entities like that. So it's a fun page.
Terrific. I love all this. Well, you know what? Time flies when you're having fun. So we want to try now to make some time to go to calls and also to do our raffle. What I want to do is I'm also going to have Sharona come on, and she's going to do some mid-show announcements for other shows and things we have coming up this week on our network. But first, let me I want to take a count right now in the on the switchboard, and I'm going to have you pick three numbers, Mary. Okay, let me just count here what we have. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not counting myself or Sharona. 5. Okay, right now we have currently have 14 people on the switchboard, but I just want to make this announcement again. If you're listening to the show and you want to be in this raffle, you know, you need to let us know. You can press. You need to be dialed into the show in order to be in the raffle. If you're in the chat room right now and you're listening to the show and you want to be in the raffle, call in right now. I'll wait another minute because I'll have Sharona do the mid-show announcements, and then I'll have Mary pick the numbers because I want to give. I know that there might be some other people that maybe are listening. That are not actually phoned in, but they're listening on their computer maybe, and they're in the chat room. If you want to get in the raffle, you need to be dialed in on our switchboard. So let me give out the phone number one more time, okay, because we've got 14 people on there right now, but we want to give, you know, as many people as possible the opportunity to be in the raffle. Okay, so the number is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You don't have to press number 1 on your dial pad unless you want to actually be brought on air and get a chance for your mini reading or to just ask Mary a question, maybe about her book or something. So only press the number 1 on your dial pad. If you just dial in and you stay on hold and listen to the show, if you don't want to be brought live on air, you can still be in the raffle because I'm going to let folks know the area code that was selected, and I'll give out a email address at the end of the show that you can be able to give us your mailing address information so that Mary can mail you the copies of the book that you win. Okay, so again, that number one more time, 714-816-4628. I'm going to go to Sharona now. Sharona's going to read the mid-show announcements, let everybody know what's coming up. And then we're going to have Mary choose the numbers for the raffle, and then we'll be going to your calls. All right, folks. Sharona?
Hello. We have a number of really wonderful shows coming up next week. On Monday, we have our Archangel series with Catherine Hahn, and she is going to be talking about the Archangel Haniel and Raguel. And that's going to be on Monday, and that's going to be one of our live shows, and then you can also call in and chat with Catherine. And then the next day, on Tuesday, January the 22nd, oh, 22nd, that's a master number, we're going to have a program. It's going to be with the fabulous Vivian Aubin and Fiona Miller and Rose Fullhost, and it's all going to be about spiritualism. So that's going to be a really wonderful topic, and you'll be able to call in and chat with those three ladies. And then we'll be back on Thursday with another fabulous live program, and that's going to be the Soul Sisters of Sue Schumacher and Anne Anua, and they're going to have a special guest, Jim Rajan. I think he's going to be calling in from Spain, so you'll be able to talk live with those ladies and also with Jim. And we always want to let you know that you can always tune in to Psychic Talk Net. We have all of our programs get archived, and I like to say it's a virtual university there where you can just kind of, like, if you want information, you can just call in, not call in, but just tune in to the different programs that are archived there. And, of course, most importantly, Angelic Realms will be back again on Sunday, February the 3rd, and we'll be doing open lines, so we're looking forward to taking your calls. So we have a lot of good stuff coming up.
Awesome. And Sharona, what about your course that you're working on?
Yes, I am working on a course, and we're going to be offering it this spring. It is all about doing angel Reiki. So I'll be teaching a course where you'll be getting certified. It's going to be here online. You'll be able to become a certified traditional Yasui Reiki practitioner as well as an angel Reiki practitioner. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a wonderful way to heal yourself and others. And I like to think of it as being a brand new branch of Western Reiki. You know, we're taking our lineage from Yasui Reiki, but we are going to be able to channel a highly effective rainbow energy known as the angel rays. So I'll be teaching people how to work with the Reiki symbols as well as create their own symbols and also symbols of the archangels, and introducing some wonderful tools like the crystal selenite wand, the pendulum, and also the rattle, but also how to work with color. Color is just a wonderful tool, and it's one of the things that the angels have. They have their own unique angelic rays. So it will enhance your psychic ability, spiritual growth, heal you, and give you greater purpose. So I'm so excited to bring it to you all.
I think it's fantastic. People are going to be very fortunate to have this opportunity, Sharona. And for anyone that's interested, we're also going to include Sharona's brand new course and part of a new master practitioner package that we're going to offer through the IAAP. So there's going to be a new package that is going to be part of our core courses. So stay tuned for more information on that as it develops. Okay, I also want to let folks know that if you've ever wanted to learn how to talk to the angels yourself, I can teach you how to make amazing connections with the angels. In the IAAP's most popular course, the Certified Angel Practitioner course, which we also call the CAP course for short, I'll provide you with everything that you need to know to bring the angels into your life and work. To check out the full course description and table of contents, just please visit angelpracticioners.com/more-about-CAP. angelpracticioners.com www.cap.org/moreaboutcap. That's C-A-P. If you have further questions, please feel free to email me your questions. info@angelpractitioners.com. info@angelpractitioners.com. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have, any questions or concerns regarding any of our courses, membership programs with the IAP, anything at all. Send your questions to info@angelpractitioners.com. Okay, well, it's time to go to the phone lines, but right before we do that, what I want to do is I'm going to count now. I'm going to take a count now and see how many folks we have on the switchboard, and I'm going to have Mary pick three numbers. So just give me a second here. I've got 1, 2. Okay, looks like 16. So, Mary, will you please pick three numbers between 1 and 16?
Maria, I thought it would be fun to have the angels pick. I have Dorit Virtue's Angel Numbers book, so I'm just going to flip through. I have pages. Okay, I have the numbers between 1 and 16 here, so I'm just going to flip through and point to one. Okay, 2.
Okay.
11. It's a good number.
2.
And 13.
2, 11, and 13. Okay, now hold on a second. I'm going to jot down 2, 11, and 13, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so 2, 11, and 13. All right, folks, listen, don't hang up because if you hang up, the numbers are going to, somebody else might move into your number. You could be the winner and not know it right now. So I'm going to announce the numbers a little bit later now in the show. Just stay in queue, and we'll let you know who 2, 11, and 13 are. But we're going to start now taking the calls in the order that they're received, okay? And we are going to go to the caller that's been on hold the longest, and this person has the opportunity for their free mini reading with our guest Mary today. So I'm actually now looking for who's on hold the longest. Okay, it looks like area code 254 on hold the longest. Hi, area code 254. You've been holding on a long time.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Erica, I'm calling from Texas.
Erica from Texas. Okay, Erica.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do a one-card reading. I'm using the Archangel deck.
Okay.
Do you have a question that you want to share or something that you're thinking about, or you want to just keep that to yourself? That's fine, too.
No, you can just pull it.
Okay. Well, focus on what you want from this reading, okay? I'm shuffling right now. Okay, and I got Divine Order, Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So, he's telling you that whatever you're seeing right now or whatever you're experiencing right now, just hang tight and have some faith. And there's always, the angels always have your back and they got a little plan for you. So just wait and see what that plan is and just trust and be calm about it.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that does. That does.
Wonderful.
Good.
Okay. We really appreciate you listening to the show and calling in, Erica. I'm going to put you back on hold so you'll keep your spot
okay.
In the queue. Okay. And I'm going to You can continue listening to the show. I'm going to move on to our next caller. Thank you so much. Angel
okay,
blessing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now
thank
I'm looking
you.
Next. Okay, now I'm looking for the next one. I'm looking at it tells us all the times on the switchboard, so we know how long someone's been holding. So I'm going to go to the next one that's on hold the longest. It looks like to me area code 209. I'm going to 209. Hi 209, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from California.
Elizabeth from California. Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Well, my question would be is I'm taking an upcoming trip to Paris, and I want to just ask the angels, is it going to be a happy time?
Okay. You want to know if your trip to Paris is going to be a happy time. Give me a minute to shuffle. Okay, what came up was overcoming difficulties. Can you hear me okay? I hear a lot of noise on the line.
Yeah, I can hear you okay.
Okay. Okay, overcoming difficulties,
okay.
Archangel Jeremiah. And he's saying the worst is now behind you and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So my feeling is this trip is kind of a turning point for you and hopefully, it sounds like you will have a happy time because any troubles that you've had or anything is any difficulties you've had is behind you now, and you're moving on to new things. Almost like a rebirth. That's the feeling I'm getting. It's almost like
okay.
A new you, a new time, a new launching, a new energy for yourself.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much for calling today, Elizabeth. Hope you found that helpful. Angel blessings. I'll put you on hold. You can continue listening to the show. All right, how about, you don't mind if we go a few minutes over, do you, Mary?
No, not at all.
Yeah, we say it's an hour show, but a lot of times we go over, 10, maybe 15 minutes tops. We don't like to just time it to the minute. We just like to go with the flow. So let's.
The weather's bad here, so I'm stuck in the house anyway. So
yeah, you know
we're
what?
Good.
This is a great day to do a show. It's perfect because there's really nothing good going on outside here in the Long Island area. Anyway, we've got tons of rain, and they're saying the temperatures are going to plummet tonight too. So
yeah.
Okay, so here we go. The next person that's on hold the longest. It looks like area code 515. I'm going to go to 515. Hello, you're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jessie from Kansas City.
Jessie from Kansas City. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jessie.
Hi, Jessie.
What's your question?
Hi. I'm thinking about buying a house sometime this year. Do you think that's a good idea? Or favorable
okay.
decision?
You want to buy a house? Okay. Oh, all is well. Archangel Jeremiah, again, he just was here before. Everything is happening exactly how it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So it looks like it's a good decision to buy a house. Are there some obstacles in your way or anything like that? Or are you
I'm just not sure if I'm kind of at a crossroads. Do I stay where I'm at or do I move somewhere else? If I decide to stay, I have rented for a while since I sold my last house. I'm just not sure, is this the place to stay and buy a house or try something new? So.
Well, it sounds like Jeremiah is telling you it is a good idea, but I think I would sit on it for a little bit longer because, he's saying there are hidden blessings that you'll soon understand, and I think
I feel that that means, this is a big transition that you're going to make. So this is something that you really, really want to meditate on and think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do just that, just really sit with it a little bit longer and see what answers come to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling, and we wish you angel blessings. I'll put you on hold, and you can continue listening to the show. Oh, wow, you're doing wonderful, Mary. Let's go to another one. Let's see who else is on hold the longest here. And I want to remind folks, too, if you want to be in that raffle, which I'm going to reveal the winners at the end of the show, don't hang up, otherwise you'll lose your spot in the queue and somebody else will move into your place, okay? I jotted down the area codes when Mary first called out the numbers, so I do know who was in which place. So if somebody was in that place and now somebody else hung up and it moved them, it won't affect them, because I know that you were the one that was in that place. For example, whoever was in the number two place, somebody else hangs up, and now maybe you move up to the number one place. I still know that you were the winner based before where you were when Mary called those numbers, so I have that written down. So I have the area codes also, so I'll know who's who. So just don't hang up, because I'll go to your area code. I know who you are and where you are. Okay? Let's see who next is on hold the longest here. I know it's someone else that's been holding on quite a while, and I want to get to their call. Okay, it looks like area code 614. I'm going to go to 614. Hello, you're on the air with Angelic Realms Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Philson, Columbus, Ohio.
Can you repeat the name, please?
Philson. F-I-L-S-A-N.
Philson. Okay, that's a different name. Philson, and you're from Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so what's your question for Mary?
Looking for another job. Do you see it being paying more than my current job, or being any better than my current job in any way?
Okay, Philson. Okay, Archangel Samuel came up. He does, I believe, right, Maria? He does work with job career transitions.
Yes.
That's not the card that came up. The card that came up was Beloved One. It says, I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. But I think he's here to tell you that he's helping you with your job transition as well, because I believe that's part of his job. So it looks like a good one. And I think, relationships in general, whatever your relationship might be with your new boss or the new people you're working with, he's looking to make that happen and make it a good match.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that sound very good? Sounds like good news. Okay, Silson, I'm going to put you back on hold. Thank you for calling today. We hope you continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio. And I'll put you on hold, and you can continue listening to today's show. Angel blessings. Wow, you've been doing a wonderful job, Mary. That's terrific.
Thanks.
I bet you people are very excited to hear about who has won the raffle today and get to get a copy of your book from you directly mailed to them. It's really exciting. And are you going to autograph the copies that you give out?
You think I should? Yeah, I think I will.
I think people love that. I always appreciate an autographed copy if I can get one. Okay, so let's see. The winners are, you had chosen numbers 2, 11, and 13. And like I said, I jotted down the area code so I would know who was who in case someone hung up and the numbers shifted around.
And if they hung in there, they're winning their copy of the book today. So listen up, folks. Here we go. Area code 805. 805. Okay, you have won a copy of Sidonati. Okay.
Mm.
Also, area code, let's see, area code 267. You were one of our winners. Okay. And I'll even go as far as to say the first three numbers of the exchange in case there were duplicate area codes. So 805, it was 805-617. Okay. That was the first winner. And then the second winner was area code 267312. 267312. You are also a winner of Sidonati. And let's see, there was another one. They went down further. Did they hang up? Nope, they're still here. Area code 631467 is the exchange. 631467 is the exchange because we had a few 631s. I happen to be 631. So that person has also won a copy of the book. Now, if you are one of the three people that I announced, in order to get your copy of the book, send an email to info, I-N-F-O, at angelpractitioners, that's plural, practitioners.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at angel, A-N-G-E-L, practitioners, practitioners.com. Write in the subject book raffle or book, even just the word book. It'll alert me to the fact that you were one of the people that called in today and won the raffle. And please provide your name and your physical mailing address because it's not a digital copy that's being emailed to you. You're getting an actual physical copy of the book autographed by Mary Lorello Gonzalez, and she'll mail it to your mailing address where you receive your mail, your packages. Again, send that info, I-N-F-O, at angelpractitioners.com, your full name, your mailing address. I will get this off to Mary for you so she can send you your book. And I thank you for participating in this today, and we're really looking forward to hearing what everyone thinks about the book. So, you know, please visit Mary's website at harmonyspaces.net. Please visit her Facebook page. What was your Facebook page again, Mary?
It's Harmony Spaces Space Clearing. That's the Facebook page.
Okay. And also, when you send us that information, please indicate that your area code, okay, because I have that all written down, okay, so send that to us, and we will send that off to you, okay. You know what I can do now, Mary, too, if you'd like, I can pick up those lines of those people that are still on hold, and we can grab their first name, too, while we're at it, just so that we make sure that they know what to do, because I want to make sure that these people do get their book, okay.
Sure.
Hi, 805. Hi, 805.
Hi. Oh, wonderful. I look forward to reading the book. My name's Donna.
Donna, yeah. This
Hi,
way
Donna.
I know ahead of time your name. I know who I expect to hear from. Donna. Okay, congratulations. We really, we're so glad that you're here with us today and that you enjoy your copy of the book and let us know what you think of it. Okay? I'm gonna
I will.
Put you back
Thank
on hold.
You very much.
You can continue listening. More show to come. Just hold on, folks.
Oh,
let me just... Thank you, Angel Blessings. I figured this, let me just touch base with these people that are on here. So let's see, that was 267 I had said right here. Hi, 267. Congratulations.
Hello, thank you. I'm very excited.
Hi.
My name is Donna. Also.
Another Donna.
Oh, another Donna.
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you from, Donna?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pete from Philly, okay. Okay, well, continue listening. I'll put you back on hold and enjoy the copy of the book when you get it and let us know what you think of it.
I sure will. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Get the other lucky winner. That was from our neck of the woods here on Long Island because it's a 631 area code.
Oh, good.
Hey, 631. Who's calling?
Mary, it's Becca. Oh, Becca.
Oh, somebody you know.
I won.
Becca,
Mary, can you believe that?
I
congratulations,
can believe it,
Becca. All right.
I'm so happy.
Okay, so you know where to find Mary, and you will be getting your copy. All right, that's fantastic.
Mary's amazing. She's just such a wonderful teacher and spiritual coach and encourager. So, everyone, I encourage you all to get this book and check out her workshops anytime you can.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Becca.
And thank you for calling
sweet.
Today. Thank you for being here, listening to the show and participating. And we hope that you continue listening to Angelic Realms Radio, Becca.
I'm
great
gonna.
To have you.
This is enjoyable.
Awesome. I'm gonna put you back on hold. You can continue listening. Angel
thank
blessing.
You.
Bye, Becca.
Isn't that fantastic? There was somebody you actually knew.
That's funny. What a coincidence.
Okay.
Or I
yeah,
guess
well,
not,
I had...
probably was not a coincidence.
Yeah, when I saw that winner ended up being a 631, I figured there was a possibility that you might know that person. So
yeah.
That's great. And, you know, it was all very random. These were the numbers that were picked. And those winners, the numbers that were picked were 2, 11, and 13. So maybe you want to consider that a lucky number for yourself now.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
Okay. So let's just give out a little bit more information here. We want to make sure that everyone knows where they can contact you and so forth. Let's give out your information again. Go ahead, Mary.
You want me to do that?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead, please.
The website is harmonyspaces.net. The children's meditation website is indigolightpath.com. Facebook pages are Indigo Light, Harmony Spaces, Space Clearing. And also, as I mentioned before, I have the Angel Spirits and Orbs Facebook page, which is just a fun page. And by the way, sometimes I do contests on that page with card readings, and if you win, maybe we'll do a book giveaway there. So
awesome.
You can log on to there. It's fun.
I think that's great. Sharona, before we close out for the day, give any closing information to folks, do you have anything else you'd like to add or ask or whatever?
I think we're all good. I just want to tell everyone to tune in on February the 3rd when we'll be back with our open lines.
Definitely. And continue to listen in and wait for the launch of Sharona's fabulous new course, the Angelic Reiki, Angelic Realms Reiki. We're really excited about that and our new Master Practitioner Package. And also please check out the course that our guest today took, the Certified Angel Practitioner course. And you can go to angelpractitioners.com/more-about-CAP, C-A-P, and find out everything that's covered in that course. And please, you know, also feel free to email me about any questions, you know, concerns you might have, or if you'd like to join the IAAP, any questions at all, info@angelpractitioners.com. Okay, I want to really thank you again, Mary, for being so gracious with your time and
thank
so generous.
You.
Oh, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Maria.
It's a delight having you. You know, and being so generous and letting our listeners be lucky enough to win copies of your book. We really appreciate that. So a
yeah,
big thanks
today.
Big thank you so
and
much.
And
a big
thanks
thank
to you as well.
Fabulous. Thank you. You were such a fabulous guest. So, folks, please remember
great.
To pick up a copy of Mary's book, Siddhanati, this week. Visit her website, harmonyspaces.net or amazon.com. You know, folks love to get their books from Amazon. There's a Kindle version, Mary, or is it just
there is a
Kindle
version.
Perfect.
There is a Kindle version. Yes, there is
one. And the other book, it's paperback or is it hardcover or both?
It's paperback.
Okay.
It's paperback. And if you want just the meditations and not the book, they will be available on iTunes soon.
Great.
And the CD will be available as well.
Perfect. wonderful folks. This is, so hope you remember all that information. And if you didn't, you know, all our shows are recorded, so you'll be able to go back and listen. If you enjoyed today's show, remember, Angelic Realms Radio airs on the Psychic Talk Radio Network every first and third Sundays of the month, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. All of our shows are recorded and archived, so you can listen to past shows by visiting psychictalk.net or angelpractitioners.com. And a great way to make sure that you never miss a show is to join our growing Facebook group, Angelic Realms. That's the name of the Facebook group, Angelic Realms. And like our Facebook page, Angel Practitioners. If you have any questions about any of the information or links that we provided on today's show, please feel free to send your questions via email to info@angelpractitioners.com. We're happy to hear from you. Sharona and I will be back in 2 weeks. Join us on Sunday, February 3rd, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our co-host, Dax Carlisle, will also be back with us, joining us for that show. It's going to be Open Lines, where we take your calls all show long for psychic, tarot, numerology readings, angel messages, and much more. So lots of good stuff coming up. We thank you all again for listening today. And from on behalf of all of us here at the Psychic Talk Network and Sharona and I and Angelic Realms Radio, we wish you all angel blessings.